the Maison du Cardinal Jouffroy. Perrin Jouffroy, the first owner of the house and a rich Milanese merchant, is here to welcome you. Dear friends, please allow me to introduce myself, Perrin Jouffroy, the father of Cardinal Jean Jouffroy. Perhaps you know my son. He was Bishop of Arras and Albi, then Abbot of Luxeuil before becoming counselor to King Louis XI. As for me, I had this residence built around 1400. Have you seen how the facade still exudes a 15th century flavor? How the Gothic balcony and windows marry perfectly with Renaissance art? Would you like a little lesson in architecture? Look at the left-hand corner of the house. You can't possibly miss the 16th century watchtower. It's shaped like an octagonal lantern and decorated with sculpted medallions. Can you see the crouching lion on top of the roof? It's a heraldic shield holder, and the gargoyle above it is a representation of a sea monster that the rainwater flowed out of. Apparently, the watchtower was used for reading and prayer. Look underneath the balcony of the third ogival cross. There are three rabbits, each with its own set of ears. Are you sure that's right? Look more closely. Three rabbits and only three ears. The symbolism of this is a mystery. The relentless passing of time or the rising zenith and setting of the sun. Take the time to look for the other sculptures of a mermaid and a centaur. Perhaps they hark back to Gallo-Roman beliefs. And the jester on the far right with his jingle bell hat. Have you spotted him? You'll see him again in a while on the Alderman's Tower. Who is he? Perhaps he could be a signature. Over the centuries, the house played host to prestigious guests, including the poet Alphonse de Lamartine, the historian Augustin Thierry, and the poet André Thorier. You too may enter the house, dear friends, but I must admit that nowadays, apart from the entrance hall with its ogival vaults and the fireplace in the large room, I don't recognize anything. Everything has changed since my day. Upstairs, a stunning Renaissance fireplace remains. Its sculpted bas-relief depicts Adam and Eve being thrown out of paradise. If you go through the entrance to the tourist office, you will discover the garden of the house with its well. You'll also find the columns that once supported the large stone balcony. They were put in place in 1682, following an earthquake. In the 18th century, this side of the facade was remodeled by the St. Maurice family, whose coat of arms is still here. A clue to find it? Look for it near the garden railings.